Haywire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Last week, the Human Rights Measurement Initiative
realised... Last week, the Human Rights Measurement Initiative released its latest data on the state of human rights in Aotearoa. Both Just Speak and Amnesty International Aotearoa have expressed concern over disproportionate violations of human rights against Māori communities. Human rights breaches were particularly prevalent against Māori in the judicial system, healthcare systems, and domestic and sexual violence. I spoke to Epiphany Fortawa, Executive Director of Just Speak, about what the data means for our Māori communities, particularly within our prison systems, and what needs to change moving forward. I started by asking Epiphany to explain what the Human Rights Measurement Initiative is and how data is collected.
The Human Rights Measurement Initiative essentially uses two unique methodologies. It was co-designed over a number of years and was developed by human rights defenders and measurement experts. Essentially, it draws on statistics collated and collected across international databases and specialist surveys of human rights experts in various countries across our international community. It's regularly peer-reviewed and has also been tested and updated over the years. And international organisations where this information is pulled from, organisations such as UNICEF, large organisations like that.
How drastically disproportionate are the human rights breaches against Māori compared to that of Pākehā found in the most recent report?
Across the board, so when we're looking at education statistics, health statistics, incarceration and justice statistics for Māori, it showed that there were violations of human rights or that Māori were at a much more significant risk of breaches of human rights as well. And it's really, it shouldn't come as a surprise. We see this data coming out of our government statistics all the time, whereby Māori are disproportionately represented across poor statistics. And I think really what this data calls for is really that the government needs to pick up its work on the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Rights, which they put on hold indefinitely last year, and it's urgent that they continue that work so that they can consistently be kind of monitoring and checking on themselves and making sure that they are honouring that convention.
Aotearoa originally endorsed the UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights over 10 years ago, so why do you think it's taking such a long time for it to be fully implemented and recognised?
We have a lot of harmful narratives and rhetoric that is kind of going about our communities, and also that we're seeing on the media around ram raids, around co-governance, and a lot of these narratives are actually not based on evidence or well-founded. And so what it's creating is this kind of political footballing of Māori support services that are needed across various parts of our society, as I mentioned, health and education. So that's why UNDRIP's so important, and why it's so important that we acknowledge that our system quite often does not protect Māori, and we're seeing that in this data coming from the Human Rights Measurement Initiative. So, yeah, it really is important that we protect those rights.
Could you speak a little more on the data of human rights violations in our justice and prison systems?
It's so broad and wide-ranging, it's hard actually to pinpoint specific areas. So what we do know is that wahine Māori are more likely than other ethnicities to be incarcerated, which is also the same for men. We know that a large number of youth who are held in youth justice residences are Māori. We know from a report in 2022 that around 69% of young people held in youth residences identified as Māori. So we're seeing really, really high statistics of Māori, regardless of which part it is in the justice system, being incarcerated, and that has a huge impact on their ability to reintegrate into society without judgment and without prejudice. It also affects them health-wise. It affects them in terms of education and employment opportunities. It's a really difficult thing, and we also know that at the moment our prison system is unable to meet a lot of minimum entitlements, which are required by law examples of that are young people, whānau Māori in prison, are not able to see their loved ones in person, and that's been an ongoing issue for the past 3 years. We also know that the provision of health services across the prison network is not well supported, and we hear anecdotal evidence from people in prisons that they're not receiving basic things like band-aids and medication that they need for their mental health needs. So there's some really acute issues that are happening in our prison system that need to be upheld by corrections and are actually a legal requirement.
Are younger Māori communities more at risk of human rights breaches in general, and what should we be doing to better protect our tamariki?
I think yes. And that's purely because they're more vulnerable. We also know that neurodevelopment is a big part of decision-making. An adult doesn't reach their full neurological development until the age of 25 and some. So the fact that we're putting young people, and in a lot of cases children, into incarceratory environments, we know is going to have a negative impact on their mental well-being into the future. So we really want to see a stance taken by our government that we don't put children and young people into environments that are akin to prison.
So looking forward, what needs to be done to ensure that the UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights and Te Tiriti o Waitangi are honoured so that human rights violations against Māori are reduced?
We've got to not tokenistically say that we're going to ratify particular international conventions when actually the commitment to that is not to a standard that is capable of being met. We also need to recognise that our government should really be holding themselves to account. So that means at a bare minimum, not putting work like UNDRIP on hold. They should always continue that work and remain steadfast to that work. And we also need to make sure that Te Tiriti is at the centre of the way in which we are developing legislation and the way in which we are interpreting that within our courts. Really, we need to see a commitment across the board from our legislature, from our executive, and also from our judiciary to Te Tiriti and to upholding Te Tiriti. Amnesty International and Just Speak submitted to the United Nations Committee Against Torture, and in that we raised a number of concerns with respect to our prison network, and that included the use of tactical tools, the provision of healthcare, and also the treatment of people while they're in custody. And it's really, really important that when we are taking care of people, when we're thinking about people in prison, we need to acknowledge that the punishment is them being taken out of our society. What an effective justice response looks like is making sure that we are adequately providing rehabilitation and support services within that prison system, so that when people come out of prison, that they're better able to be positive contributing members to our society. Frankly, it is telling the character and the integrity of a nation in the way in which they treat their most vulnerable communities.
If we're unable to protect our communities in prison systems at the moment from this kind of abuse, how do we ensure that, at the very least, the data that we collect from those environments in terms of the abuse that is going on is honest and accurate?
There was a report that was released just last week by the Office of the Inspectorate, and a number of issues around reporting and also oversight and recording numbers of people being held in what is essentially solitary confinement. Those things are not being recorded by corrections. So there's no way to actually properly and appropriately monitor that, and that was a recommendation that came out of that report. Really, at an absolute bare minimum, corrections needs to start doing that and recording and making sure that they're able to collect and collate data so that our policies and the way that we create our justice responses are actually data and evidence-based.
That was Just Speak Executive Director Epiphany Fortawa speaking to me on Human Rights Measurement Initiative data and disproportionate human rights violations against Māori.